Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards today. So, we just heard an interview with the creator of Lin-Manuel of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And so there is, as I said, in the city here with the first production, or the first touring production in Chicago that opened this this fall of Hamilton. I have been inspired to look at look for other historical figures and perhaps build a musical around them. If Alexander Hamilton, who was relatively unknown, aside from being on the $10 bill, not a lot of people even knew who Alexander Hamilton was. And this is no joke. There is talk. I think they're going to put Harriet Tubman on a dollar bill, on the $20 bill. They're going to take Andrew Jackson off. They initially were going to take Alexander Hamilton off the 10 because he wasn't a president. He was the head of the Treasury. But the popularity of this play has kept Hamilton on the 10, and they're taking Andrew Jackson off the 20 and putting on Harriet Tubman. That's how much impact this play has had. It actually saved him from being taken off the $10 bill. So I'm looking around and I'm saying, you know who would be ripe for a musical? Well-known, but maybe not a lot known about him. And maybe we can dig in a little deeper. So I've got an idea. I'm going to workshop this with you, so let me know what you think. I've just thrown some ideas here. It's a rough stage, but I would like to workshop it with you. And if there is anyone who would like to be an investor, please give me a call after you hear what I've got in my mind. So I'm thinking of a historical United States figure. Who better than Benjamin Franklin? Once again, not a president, but certainly a huge, huge and important figure in the birth of this country. So, Benjamin Franklin, I would call it. Now, we have to always worry about appealing to the young people. They are our future. It's for the kids. So we have to appeal to a young crowd. So my Benjamin Franklin play will not be just called Franklin or Benjamin. That's too simple. And it sounds too much like Hamilton. I'm going to go the youth route and the hip route. So my Benjamin Franklin musical will be called BFF. Now, most might know that as a best, what is that, my best friend, what is that? What does BFF stand for? Best friend forever. It's BFF, yeah, that's how cool I am. I didn't even know what it meant. But I knew what BFF was. I knew that. So BFF will appeal to the young people out there. But this is not about your best friend forever. This is about Benjamin freaking Franklin. Yo, yo, yo. BFF, Benjamin freaking Franklin. And you say, well, Jim, how could you write a musical about Ben Franklin? Okay, well, let's look at his life. He was one of the first postmaster generals. Now, there is a play out there, a tap dance, dancing play called Stomp with an exclamation point. I've got a song in my play in honor of Benjamin Franklin being the postmaster general called Stamp. And what will happen is all the dancers, there will be stamps, big giant stamps on the stage, and they will be tap dancing and stomping on the stamps, and that's how they will get, there will be giant letters, and the tap dancers will be dancing on the stamps, and that's how the stamps will then get onto the envelopes. Stamp is the one of the opening dance sequences. Another dance sequence, now picture this. Benjamin Franklin's on the $100 bill. There will be a stage filled with $100 bills dancing like the Rockettes to the song Benji's. Can't you just see a stage filled with $100 bills and long legs kicking to this music and a song called Benji's? Because, of course, Benjamin Franklin is on the $100 bill. Now, Benjamin Franklin was known as not only a founding father, but apparently he was quite the ladies' man and had quite a few affairs when he would go across the ocean, like France and England. So this is kind of a two-faced song, a dark song as well as a whimsical song called Founding Father / Ladies' Man. And we'll get the double personality of Benjamin Franklin. Founding father, great respected, and yet clearly a little personal flaw, a little drama into our story about BFF, Benjamin Freakin' Franklin. Then he was born in Boston. There will be a song called Boston Born. And then, of course, Benjamin Franklin discovered the bifocals. Every musical needs a big dramatic song. And so this dramatic song ties into Benjamin Franklin creating the bifocals. It is called My Second Pair of Eyes. And I even have some lyrics to that song written. When I put them on, much to my surprise, I began to look at life with a second pair of eyes. Do I have some investors? Are you seeing this happen? BFF, Benjamin Freakin' Franklin, My Second Pair of Eyes? If we can get the rights to Please Mr. Postman, we'll also throw that in there as maybe some transitional music from scene to scene. But I mean, between Benji's, and then another big song, because of course Benjamin Franklin wrote published Poor Richard's Almanac. He was also a publisher. I've got a song that I'm working on some lyrics to. The title is Poor Richard's Gonna Make Me Rich as he becomes a publisher. Poor Richard's Gonna Make Me Rich. And then, of course, for the big moment, every play nowadays needs a dramatic moment. Phantom of the Opera has the chandelier that almost falls on the audience. Miss Saigon has a helicopter hovering over the stage in the last days of the Vietnam War. What will BFF, Benjamin Freakin' Franklin, have? Well, as we know, Benjamin Franklin helped discover electricity by using a gold key when he went out in a storm when he flew a kite. So, yes, Benjamin Franklin's wife will get mad at him on this stormy night, and she will begin to sing, Benjamin, it's dark outside. This is nothing but your silly pride. So go fly a kite. Yes, you heard me. Go fly a kite. I don't want to put up a fight. Benjamin, go fly a kite. And he will go outside, and a huge kite will hover with a giant key, will hover over the audience, and thunderbolts will attack the kite as it hovers over the stage and ends Act One. I don't know about you, but I'm getting chills. BFF, Benjamin Freakin' Franklin.